And so I'm inspired tonight, praise God, to continue in our series on SOAR, even Wednesday night. And instead of just one A, we're going to double A. Double A. S stands for stay in the Word, right?
Yeah.
O stands for overcome. A stands for what we talked about last Sunday morning about your attitude, not your aptitude, will determine how high and how far you can go in life. Amen?
Yeah.
And so your attitude really has to do with the spirit of faith. It's like Caleb and Joshua, they had the spirit of faith. When it looked like they couldn't go in, they said, let's go up at once and possess the land. And the Bible says that Caleb had a different spirit about him. And that should be recognizable to all believers. You have a different spirit. We don't have the spirit of the world around here. We've got the spirit of the living God. And along with the spirit of the living God comes the spirit of faith. So tonight, I want to talk along the lines of that second A. I want to talk along the lines of anticipation. And so if we're going to soar, we all must have a high expectation and anticipation of the goodness of God manifesting in our lives. We used to sing a song when Mario would come and Ron Canole would be here. We sang that song every time they come out. I anticipate the inevitable supernatural intervention of God. I expect a miracle. So one thing we want to do, make sure we do, is that we keep our hope strong. In Romans 15 and verse 13, it says, I didn't write it down, so look at it, the Amplified. May the God of hope so fill you with all joy. This is my prayer for you and for me. So fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, may you abound and be overflowing and bubbling over with hope, with anticipation and great expectation. So that's what that means, is to be intensely expectant, to be confidently look forward to something you fully expect to happen. Did you look forward to yesterday?
Yes.
Amen. You know, the book of Hebrews deals with the subject of hope. In Hebrews 11, 1, it says this, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for. I like what one person said about that verse. It is, faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. Amen? It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. So faith and the Word of God are synonymous. Just like the water and the wet are synonymous, faith and the Word of God are one. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So faith, or the Word of God, is the foundation that we stand on.
Amen.
Faith is the foundation of those things we are anticipating.
Amen.
It is the foundation. It is the firm foundation of those things that we hope for and confidently expect.
Yeah.
So then if you and I are in faith, and say it with me tonight, we are in faith. So when we are in faith, then, we are expecting, and we're excited, and we're joyful about it. And of course, that's what Romans chapter 12 and verse 12 says this, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. So the question is, how do we rejoice in hope? Well, you may dance in hope. You may praise God in hope. You may shout unto God in triumph with hope. You may lift up your voice and get beside yourself and give thanks unto the God of hope. Amen. Just how would you act if what you desired came to pass right now? You'd probably dance all over the place. I mean, something would have to give. Amen. Now, the only way that you and I can be patient in the midst of tribulation is by rejoicing in hope.
Amen.
So don't let your hope slip.
Amen. That's right.
If you are at the end of your rope, tie yourself to the anchor of God's hope. Amen. Now, if you don't rejoice, what will happen? It will wear you down. Oh, but thank God. When you rejoice in the midst of a situation, you're going to flat knock Satan out. He's been knocked out already, and he's getting pretty tired of believers knocking him out. But what do you say? We just keep enforcing his defeat and rejoicing in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Now, here's what Hebrews chapter 6:19 says in the Passion Translation, a powerful translation. It says, we have this certain hope, like a strong, unbreakable anchor, holding our soul to God himself. Amen. What does an anchor do? It keeps us from drifting. It holds us steady. And this unshakable hope is an anchor that attaches to God himself. It keeps your soul. It keeps your mind. It keeps you from wandering, and it keeps you from wondering. Amen. Amen. Our hope, our anchor of hope, it is fastened to the mercy seat in the heavenly realm beyond the sacred threshold. Our hope, our anticipation, our expectation is an anchor for our soul. Amen? And did you know that it's good to talk to your soul? I had a little talk to my soul today. I had to come against thoughts that were coming against my soul. Well, you know, you just cannot sit there when the thoughts are coming against your soul. You got to do something with those thoughts. Not entertain those thoughts, not speak those thoughts, but rather taking dominion over those thoughts and casting those imaginations down. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
And David talked to his soul. In the book of Psalms in 42, he says, why art thou cast down, O my soul, my mind, my will, my emotions? And why art thou disquieted within me? In other words, why are you discouraged? Why are you so disappointed? Now notice with me, he said, but soul, here's what you're going to do. You're going to hope in God. You're going to hope in God. And while you hope in God, here's what else you're going to do. For I will yet praise him. Woo, glory to God. Have we got any praisers here tonight? Come on, lift up your hands, lift up your voice, and give him praise. I will yet praise him. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise is going to continually be in my mouth. It's going to fill my house. It's going to fill my car. It's going to fill my church. It's going to fill my workplace. His praise, amen, shall be inhabited by the power of God. Glory to God. He inhabits the praises of his people. Invite him into your workplace. No, you don't have to stand up and shout and speak in tongues in the workplace, but you can have a praise boiling in your heart all day long. Amen? Ooh, glory to God. Well, are you happy tonight? Another writer says it this, why be discouraged and gloomy? But I will meditate upon your kindness. But, oh my soul, don't be discouraged. Don't be upset. Expect God to act. Expect God to act. Expect your body to change. Expect the financial picture of your life to change. Expect your loved ones to change. Expect your husband to change. Look in the mirror and expect yourself to change. And so what expectancy does, it expectancy creates a winning attitude. It creates a soaring attitude, just like the eagles. Let us, in 2025, keep the ball rolling. Let's keep praying. Let's keep prophesying. Let's keep ministering to the sick. Let's keep giving. Let's keep sowing. Let's keep serving. Amen. Let's keep praying for the United States of America. Amen. That the glory of the Lord shall rise upon this nation, and the glory of the Lord shall rise upon the church. Arise and shine. Woo, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Now, the apostle Paul was in jail. He was in prison. But he knew that the saints were praying for him. He knew that the church at Philippi was praying for him. And he said something very great in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 19 through 21. He said this, "For I know that this shall turn to my salvation." In other words, Paul says, I'm expecting, I'm anticipating things to turn. I'm expecting things to change. Now notice, through your prayer and the supply of Jesus Christ. But notice he said, it's according to my expectation. In other words, the reason why I know that it's going to turn is because you're praying and I'm expecting it to return. I've received your prayers. And my mindset is a mindset of victory. It's not a mindset of defeat. Things are going to turn around. And no matter what your situation may be tonight, I declare over your life, things are turning. Things are turning around for your good. He says, according to my expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness, as always, so also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or whether it be by death. Now understand this and notice this tonight. Much of what you and I experience from God is in direct proportion to our earnest expectation. The word earnest means ardent in the pursuit of an object. It means eager to obtain, to have a longing desire. When I, praise the Lord, decided to propose to Brenda Raylene Edwards, I was anticipating, I was expecting her to say yes, yes, and amen. I'm glad she didn't bat her eyes and say, no, you won't do. Thank God she saw beyond the natural man and she looked into my eyes and she said, yes, yes, and amen. So expect then also means to look forward to with excitement, to anticipate. You remember your wedding? Remember how excited you were? How about remember when they told you you were pregnant? Well, there was preparation. There was anticipation. There was an excitement because there was an expectation. Now in Psalm 27:14, it says this, wait and hope for and expect the Lord. Be brave and of good courage and let your heart be stout and enduring. Yes, wait for and hope for and expect the Lord. In other words, expect the best. Expect good things in your life. Expect good things in your family. Expect good things in your future. You know, when the Bible tells us to wait upon the Lord, that word wait there denotes that we need to wait in the correct way. And when we're waiting on the Lord, it's an anticipation. It's kind of like we're on the lookout. In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 25, it says this, the Lord is good. Say it with me. The Lord is good. To those who hopefully and expectantly, glory to God, wait for Him and those that seek Him. I believe I'm looking at a congregation of seekers. I believe I'm looking at a congregation of waiters. Those that wait upon the Lord, they're going to renew their strength. Psalm 27 verse 13 says this, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, glory to God. We're seeing the goodness of the Lord right now in the land of the United States. Now, there's always going to be people that criticize. There are always going to be people that are going to say, I don't think so. This is the way it is. No, it is according to the will of God and according to the plan of God. Amen?
Amen.
And so we're waiting and we're hoping and we're looking to the Lord to cause His harvest to be reaped in America. His harvest is waiting. And all He's looking for is laborers like you and I to go reap the harvest for Him. Amen? So He said, I would have lost hope unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In closing now, let me give you three important reasons why that you and I should lift our sights and have a great expectation for the future. Are you ready?
Yeah.
And if you're taking notes, now these are very, very simple. Number one, we should expect great things because God has given us exceeding great and precious promises.
Amen.
These promises are precious. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, look at that gray head there. I looked at an old bulletin the other day, and man, I look like Juan Valdez. You know, I think I look a little bit better now than I did back in the 80s. Notice this. Let's read it together. Ready, read. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these. Now, we just need to understand that these promises have been given to us, and they've been given to us so that we can receive them.
Yes.
Amen? We're not to live out of the promise box. One little promise a day. No, these exceeding great and precious promises will do the exceeding and great and precious things in your life as you receive this engrafted word.
Amen.
Glory to God. It'll change the way you think. It'll change the way you walk. It'll change the way that you talk. So these exceeding great and precious promises have been given to us. Now notice this, that by these, you might be partakers of the divine nature. Think about all that is in His divine nature.
Glory to God.
And His divine nature is now in you.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Now notice with me, that you may be partakers of the divine nature. Not just mentally assenting to the fact that we're born again, that we're children of God, and that we're on our way to heaven, and we should be rejoicing in that. But God has called us to be partakers.
Amen.
I said, God has called us to be partakers.
Yes.
Amen? How many of you like to partake of a Thanksgiving meal? Anybody enjoy partaking of a great Easter banquet at your home?
Yeah.
Amen. I know Pastor Tom enjoys banquets. Yeah. So He has not called us just to be mediocre, nominal Christians. He's called us to be a partaker.
Yeah.
Say with me, I am a partaker. We are heirs of God. And we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We are complete in Him. And here's what Colossians says. He said, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us able. In other words, He's given us the ability to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Woo, what a God we serve. What an inheritance we have. Think about it. You've inherited His word. You've inherited His name. You've inherited His glory. You've inherited prosperity. You're an heir of God. A joint heir with Jesus. Amen. So, don't leave anything on the table. Take it all. Everything God has provided for you, everything that is on the table, participate in it. Partake in it. Don't back down and back off just because someone has said, well, that on the table really doesn't belong to you. Hey, thank you that everything that is on the table belongs to every child of God.
Amen.
Amen. So say with me, I am a partaker of his divine nature. And I am a partaker of this glorious inheritance of the saints in light. What a God we serve. What an inheritance. Oh, praise God. So number one, expect great things because God gives us exceeding great and precious promises. You know, there's a short list of the things that God deems precious in the Bible. You think about what Peter said. Peter said that the blood of Jesus is precious.
Amen.
Amen. So evidently, God puts his promises and the blood of his son, amen, in the same category.
Amen.
They're both precious. Number two, we should expect great things because God has given us great promises. Number two, we should expect great things because we've got a record of those things that God's done in the past.
That's right. That is true.
Man, think about Moses.
Yeah.
The Red Sea split. Think about Joshua at the Jericho's wall. The walls came down. Think about David, who slew Goliath. Those are exploits. Those are great things. Think about Jesus turning the water into wine. That's a great miracle. And then look at your own life. What has he done in you? Where has he brought you from? Where is he taking you to? As you look back and you see what the Lord has done, it will cause you to rejoice and be glad. We've got a record in the Word of God of all the great things that he's done. And he's not finished yet. He's not near done with any of us. Your age is just a number. Don't be fooled by numbers. Your age is a number. You think about some of the patriarchs in the Bible. I'm reading some of the Old Testament right now. Some of those guys lived to be well over 150 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, glory to God. Why don't we just determine in our heart, we're going to live long.
Yes.
And we're going to live strong.
Yes.
And we're going to finish all the entire will of God.
Yes.
Amen. And don't let your body fool you either.
Amen.
Don't let these little aches and pains that we all have to deal with from time to time. Don't let your body sideline you.
Amen?
Amen.
Do your best to present your body unto God as a living sacrifice. Do your best. And don't worry about what the doctors say. Because know this, that it's going to go God's way.
Amen.
Say that to me.
I don't worry
about what the doctors say.
It's going to go.
And it is going. God's way.
Amen.
So, you know, the good news is you never have to retire from serving God.
Amen.
So don't let your body trick you. Don't let your mind trick you. Hallelujah. We've got a record. We've got a record of what God has done in the past. I can look across this congregation and I see a miracle here. I see a miracle there. I see a miracle there. I see a miracle right there. I see miracles in this whole congregation. Glory to God. And he's done those things in you and for you to position you for the last of the last days.
Amen.
Isn't that right, Jimmy?
Amen.
We're positioned.
That's right. Praise God.
As a matter of fact, we are in a preferred position.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Now, a preferred position means an advantage. We are in a preferred position. We are in an advantage position because we have been chosen by Him. And listen, He's given to you and me so many deposits. Most of the church world has never heard a message like you're hearing tonight. Man, we're honored to hear the word. We're honored to hear this faith message. We're honored to hear that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We're honored to know that He's our healer. He's our baptizer in the Holy Ghost. He's our soon coming King of kings and Lord of lords. What an honor. When I look back and I think of all the deposits and all the downloads that we've been privileged to have, to sit at the feet of some of the greatest generals in the body of Christ ever known. And you have to. Yes. You don't have to be in their presence, but you can be in the Word, and you can read after them, and you can watch after them. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Never take it lightly. Yeah. Always honor God. Yeah. And never lightly esteem the things of God. Lastly, are you ready for the last one? Yes. Lastly, expect great things simply because God is great. And He does great things. Say it with me, God is great. And He does great things. In Deuteronomy 7, He's called the great and awesome God. In Genesis, He's our exceeding and great reward. In Hebrews, He's our great high priest and shepherd. In Psalms, He has great mercy. In Psalms 18, He gives great deliverance. 76, He has a great name. 19, He gives great rewards. 145, He lays up great goodness. 92, He does great things. 86, He performs great miracles. 19, He gives great peace. 17, He gives and shows great kindness toward us. What more can I say? Psalms 138, He has great mercy. And I love this one. Lamentations 3, great is His faithfulness. Oh, raise your hands right now. And let's thank Him for His great faithfulness. Woo, glory to God. He brings a great calm to stormy seas. He brings great joy. He gives great grace. He opens great and effectual doors for you and me. He loves us with a great love. He's given us great authority. What more can I say? It's a time and a day to soar. So keep your attitude right. Keep your anticipation right. Keep your expectations strong. And 2025 will be your best year yet. Amen. Let's all stand up. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Let's pray a little bit. Amen. We've got a good little word tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Just go ahead and stir yourself up a little bit. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Oh, makili disse katola ba. Afredun de leboste. Thank you. Mokli bastea vrapale. Yeah. But so much more. So much more. So much more. Great and effectual door. So much more. Ha. Let's pray about the more. There's more. Oh, rebasene. So much more. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for those great and effectual doors. Those great and effectual doors, Lord, that you have for everyone in the auditorium tonight. That you have for this church. That you have for the body of Christ. that you have for all of our ministry friends, Lord. Thank you for those great effectual doors. Oh, we know that there's adversaries. We know that there's adversaries that would try to keep us outside. But oh, thank God, we're walking through the door. We're walking through the door. We're expecting great and glorious things. Oh, brikista mahaya. Ha, 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 ha. Glory to God. Go ahead and laugh about it. Amen. Ha, ha. Glory to God. Ha, ha. Oh, bring in the makre de je dong le mangle no mo nene. Ha, ha, ha. Continuous quickenings. Continuous quickenings. Ha, ha. Continuous enlightenment. Continuous strength, Lord. Oh, brikista marate. Ombre diste popore de clamaste e devo gene. You got anything over here? Evidently not. Okay. Glory to God. Let's give God praise. You don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
I know, I think I was kept thinking he was going to go to this scripture, but I think we can use this as a prayer. Let me find it real quick here. Sorry.
Which one is it?
It's in Proverbs. Proverbs 23:18 out of the Amplified. Proverbs 23:18. For surely there is a latter end and a future and a reward, and your hope and expectation shall not be cut off.
Yeah.
I love it. For surely there is a latter end and a future and a reward, and your hope and expectation shall not be cut off. So, Father, we just thank you that our future is bright, and our hope and our expectation shall not be cut off. There is a great reward if you will keep your eyes upon me.
Oh,
hallelujah. Oh, and your future. Oh, manada basobrata. Don't be looking at the past. This was wrong and this was wrong. No, glamasobrata. Fix your attention upon me. Put your focus upon me. Your expectation upon me.
Yeah.
And know that the future, the future is bright.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The future is bright for you. The future is bright for my church. And the future is bright for this nation. Hallelujah. Lord, we just pray over our nation right now. And we thank you, Lord, that the Mazaboreda, your will, your plan, and your purpose, oh, glory to God, it shall all come to pass. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that turnaround. Thank you for those breakthroughs. And Lord, we rejoice in a bright future in you. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen. So be like Aaron and be like Ur. And lift up the hands of your leaders, both politically and spiritually. Yea, lift them up in prayer. Yea, hold up their arms and hold up their hands, lest they become weary. This is the assignment upon my church, to be those that lift up their arms. For as long as his arms were lifted up, God gave him the victory. Amen? And so we do not want to back down. We do not want to back off in prayer. Neither should we coast. It is now a time to be more fervent than ever before. Amen? For I would remind you, if my people who are called by my name shall turn from their wicked ways and repent, then I will hear from heaven and I will bring healing to their land. Thank God the healing has begun, but there's even a greater fullness. So we pray for that fullness. Amen. We pray for our spiritual leaders. We pray for our pastors, Lord. We pray for those that stand in the office of prophets, those that stand in the office of evangelist and teacher. Oh, Father, we thank you for the apostles, the apostolos, the apostolos, those that have been sent, the sent ones, Lord, the sent ones to an area, the sent ones to a nation. We lift up the apostolos. May there be no hindrance. May there be no hindrances in the name of Jesus. And thank you for the resources for the body of Christ. Thank you for the resources, Lord, that which is needed to reach the harvest. Those harvesting tools, Lord. We lift up Asombre. We lift up the pastors in the San Francisco Bay Area, Lord. We lift up our brothers and we lift up our sisters. We pray that you will strengthen them, Lord, with mighty power by the Holy Ghost in the inner man. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for anointing each and every one of them with fresh oil. In the name of Jesus, amen.